blessed be his name.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Lord,
for your name is great
and greatly to be.
Hallelujah. Let's lift him up in our hearts. Oh, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Jesus is your name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great.
Bow with me in prayer, please. Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
great is your name.
Grande es tu nombre.
We bring glory to your name.
Trae gloria a tu nombre.
Because that is what you are.
Eso es lo que tú eres.
If your name is your nature of all that you are.
Tu nombre es tu naturaleza de todo lo que tú eres.
And you have the name, highest name above all.
Y tienes el nombre más alto sobre todo.
Over everything in heaven, everything in earth.
En el cielo y en la tierra.
It's the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
El precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
We want to magnify that name.
Queremos magnificar ese nombre.
Glorify that name.
Señor.
And may it be exalted in each one of our hearts.
Que ese nombre sea exaltado en cada uno de nuestros corazones.
Father, we give you praise.
Te damos alabanza,
we
Padre.
Honestly can't thank you enough.
Honestamente, no te podemos agradecer
for all that you are,
por todo lo que tú
all
eres,
that you have,
todo lo que tú tienes,
all that you've done,
todo lo que tú has hecho,
all that you're doing,
todo lo que estás haciendo,
all that you have in your promises for us.
Todo lo que tienes tú en nuestras promesas para
we are
nosotros.
The most blessed people.
Somos la gente más bendecida.
Because we have faith given by you to believe it,
to
receive
para
it,
creerla,
to walk with you.
Para caminar contigo.
How great is your name.
Tan grande es tu nombre.
So now, Father, we come to meet with you.
Ahora, Padre, venimos a encontrarnos contigo.
Under the blood of our Lord Jesus.
Bajo la sangre de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Having this confidence that you'll meet with us there.
Teniendo esta confianza que tú te encontrarás con nosotros.
We come in the precious,
venimos
mighty name
en el precioso y todo
our Lord
poderoso
Jesus
nombre
Christ.
De nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Se puede sentar. Gracias.
Well, last week was Father's Day, and I never got to my Father's
Day. Semana pasada fue el Día del Padre y nunca.
So what else is new, right, Derek?
Entre se fue a otro lugar.
Okay.
Bueno.
So
entonces,
what we were doing was going through
lo que estamos haciendo, estamos pasando
some things that were opened up to us in this day.
A ciertas cosas que se abrieron para con nosotros en
and
este
we
día.
Noticed and made comment.
El comentario, nos dimos cuenta,
that in certain things we need cleansing of our human spirit
que en ciertas cosas estamos la limpieza de nuestro
and
espíritu humano,
focused on
enfocarnos en,
ones that we haven't focused on, mainly the memory.
En los cuales no nos hemos enfocado, okay. Enfocado primeramente en la memoria.
Because we bypassed our theophany
porque nos saltamos nuestra teofanía,
and know that because we bypass that, we can't know all things like the prophet said, and who is this Melchizedek? But then he bypassed everything
el cual se pasó todo.
That in our human spirit, which is
espíritu humano,
phenomenal. I mean,
lo cual
really,
es fenomenal.
What a mighty God.
Que Dios todo
so,
poderoso,
you know, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, perdón.
God bless you.
Dios te bendiga.
Joe from Illinois. That's all I know.
Eso es todo lo
and
que
what's your last name?
¿Cuál es tu apellido?
Excuse me? Bira?
Bira. Levi.
Levi, Sarah, and Naomi. God bless you. So nice to have you with us. Yeah. I got to shake their hands at least on the way in, Greg. So I get caught up and then I forget what I'm doing and forget. But God bless you. Nice to have you. Smithies are back from the North Country. Everybody good? All right. The prophet says so many things and he quotes something. Always refers to the sea of forgetfulness.
Se refiere al mar del olvido.
Even the things that we read last week, I wanted to anchor them in some scripture. So find Micah. Not you, Micah. Find Micah in the scripture. Well, you should know where Micah is in the scripture. Micah should know where Micah is, right?
Micah debería saber dónde Micah es. Yeah.
Okay, it's after Jonah, Obadiah, Jonah. It's sort of hidden in the minor prophets. Right before Nahum, which is right before, you know. I'm sure you can turn right to it, right, Stephen? Yeah, yeah. Okay, Micah. It'll take a minute to get there, but I want you all to get. Now, Micah was so interesting because he was one of the minor prophets at the same time of Isaiah. And he was prophet during these three kings, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. And years ago, we spent some time on those. Well, Jotham was bad. Ahaz was... When you read about Ahaz in the Kings and Chronicles, you can't even believe that what happened to Israel. This was God's chosen people. They were the people of the covenant. And yet, Ahaz sacrificed his children to Molech. You know, and what? How is this even possible, you know? A king of Israel. So it shows the state of Israel. And I'm always amazed at the depths of their iniquity. Even in the Old Testament, grace shines. Grace always shines through for his children. Okay? And it just goes to show you that wherever there is his child, or as we would know it in the message, as his gene seed, okay, this gene seed will never be forsaken. Okay, and here, well, hold your hands because, but just Ephesians chapter 2 always amazes me. Okay, how depraved can man get? Well, man can get a mighty, and without God, he's an animal.
Sin Dios, él es un animal.
But here we are,
pero aquí nos encontramos
before God
delante de Dios,
wakens us up,
despertándonos,
and you look at so many people,
y mira tanta gente,
that look at the woman at the well.
Mira usted, okay? La mujer en el pozo, ¿está bien?
Now we've mentioned this.
Ahora mencionamos esto.
What would it take for you to mark somebody out and say there can't be God's seed?
You know,
they're just too terrible. You've done too much. That's it. I don't believe anymore. You know?
Okay.
So here's that woman at the well. You know, you've had five. That can't be God's seed.
Esa no puede ser semilla de Dios.
I'm done with you. I won't have anything to do with you anymore. But Jesus went for her. See?
Pero sabe, Jesús
see, see, the mercy is always for his seed, no matter what. Okay, and now sixth, the one you're living with is not your husband. But somehow there was that seed of God in that corruption that God always brings out, because we know in Ephesians what his grace will be glorified. I love that verse, Ephesians 1:6. Okay? His grace will be glorified. And we know chapter 2, you know, look at us. And you hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Okay? Ephesians 2, verse 1.
Y os dio vida a vosotros cuando estabais muertos en vuestros delitos y pecados.
Okay, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world.
En los cuales anduvisteis en otro tiempo.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
Conforme al príncipe de la potestad del aire.
And the same spirit that works in the children of disobedience.
El espíritu que ahora opera en los hijos de desobediencia. ¿Está bien?
You're no different.
No.
Before Christ takes over.
Antes de que Cristo tome,
so what can a seed of God do? He can
Dios
do every dirty, rotten, filthy thing that a child of disobedience can do.
Okay?
There's no difference.
Okay?
But there's a big difference between a disobedient child and a child of disobedience.
Yeah.
Okay? And we might be a disobedient child, but we're not a child of disobedience, okay? Among whom also we had our conversations in the times past in the lust of the flesh. Yep, that's what we were, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Yep, and of the mind, yep. And we're by nature the children of wrath. Okay, but God, who is rich in mercy, right? For in his love. Okay, let's go back to Micah. So, we made this comment that, again, we bypassed our theophany, but he bypassed and erased everything we did in our human spirit. Okay. Micah, time of terrible time for Israel, depths of depravity. But let's just, I'm going to pick out just a few verses in chapter 7, so go there with me, would you? Okay. Now, here's their human condition.
Aquí está su condición humana.
Okay. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat, and my soul desired the first ripe fruit.
Ay de mí, porque estoy como no han recogido los frutos de verano, como cuando han rebuscado después de la vendimia, y no queda racimo para comer, mi alma deseó los primeros. Mi alma deseó los primeros frutos.
Now that's quite a confession, isn't it?
Eso es una confesión, ¿no? Es así.
You know? And think of the fig leaf and think of God looking for fruit. Okay?
Y Dios está cerca de esto, y
look at
Dios
verse 2. The good man is perished out of the earth. There is none upright among them.
Faltó el misericordioso de la tierra y ninguno recto entre los hombres.
Look at verse 5.
Todos la chechan
and trust ye not in a friend. Okay, and Jesus quotes this.
Y Jesús citó esto, no creas en amigo.
Put you not confidence in a guide.
No poner confianza en el amigo.
Keep the doors of your mouth from her that lies in thy bosom.
Ni confiesa en el príncipe de la que duerme a tu lado. Cuídate,
look at verse 6.
No abras tu boca. Mira el versículo 6.
For the son dishonors the father.
Porque el hijo de
the daughter rises up against her mother.
La hija se levanta contra
the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
La nuera contra su suegra.
And a man's enemies are the men of his own house.
Y los enemigos del hombre son los de su casa.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Boy, pretty miserable condition, isn't it?
Una condición muy miserable, ¿no?
But look at verse 8.
Pero mire usted, versículo
this
8.
gene seed inside of the prophet sees the gene side.
Mira el lado de las, del gene.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Read it out loud with me, would you?
Conmigo.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light. There's the seed.
Ahí está la semilla.
Don't you love that?
Enemiga mía, no te alegres.
Isn't that beautiful?
Porque aunque caí, me levantaré, aunque more en tinieblas, Jehová será mi luz.
Then in verse 9, I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him.
La ira de Jehová soportaré porque pegué contra
él. Okay, we reap what we sow, we know that.
Cosechamos lo que
sembramos. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment
hasta
for me.
Que juzgue mi causa y haga mi justicia.
Look at this, he will bring forth me forth to the light.
Él me sacará a la luz.
Hallelujah, there's that gene seed. And I,
ahí está ese gene semilla.
Okay, and I shall behold his righteousness. Look
justicia.
At that. Isn't that phenomenal? Look
no
at the condition of everything. And look at the hope in God, who is their Father.
Dios, el cual es su padre.
Okay, look at verse, start at verse 18. Verse 18, chapter 7. Okay. Who is a God like unto thee?
¿Qué Dios como tú?
That pardons iniquity.
Que perdona la maldad.
What's the next phrase?
¿Cuál es la siguiente frase?
And passes by the transgressions. Isn't that all we read last week? There it is. It's in the see. Everything the prophet says.
Todo el que profeta dice,
it's word. It's word. It's word. Okay.
Es palabra.
It has to be. Okay. Passes by the in transgression of the remnant. He just passes it by. Why?
He is God. Porque él es Dios.
He can do anything he wants.
Él puede hacer lo que quiere.
And he loves his children.
Y él ama a sus
right?
hijos, correcto.
Okay. Okay. And he retaineth not his anger forever because he delights in mercy.
No retuvo para siempre su enojo porque se deleita en misericordia.
Look at verse 19.
Mire el 19.
And he will turn again.
Y él volverá.
And he will have compassion on
us. Tener misericordia de
nosotros. He will subdue our iniquities.
Sepultará nuestras iniquidades.
And thou wilt cast all their sins there in the depths of the sea. There it is. There is the sea of forgetfulness. There it is in the word. Mark that down. Keep it because you'll need it. The enemy will hold you. Yeah. Where are all my sins?
¿Dónde están todos mis pecados?
So, you know, I could go on and on just from there, because where does that take you? Psalm 32. Okay, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord will not impute sin. Look at when you read Psalm 32, he was guilty. And he was terribly convicted. Okay, my bones were just screaming at me and I was miserable. Okay.
But,
okay, so you go to from there to Romans chapter 4. Okay, that it's all by righteousness of faith. As he says, and he quotes Psalm 32, blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute iniquity.
Okay,
then Romans 4, who does this come on? Who does this blessing come to?
¿A quién le viene esta bendición? ¿A esta bendición?
Okay, it comes to those who walk in the faith of Abraham, Romans 4:12.
Caminan en la fe de Abraham.
Right?
Romanos 4:5.
So where does that faith come from?
¿De dónde viene esa fe?
God.
Dios.
It's not your faith, it's his.
No es su fe de usted, es la de
él. Okay, it's what he gives.
Es lo que da.
Grace, you are saved by faith, and that is not of yourselves, that is of God. So here we are, and those things that we read those quotes last week, I hope that set you free, and we have to have our memory of this life cleansed, because we have to go into God's memory of us. Okay, where he saw you and your soul in eternity. Where were you when this morning star sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy?
Yeah.
And we read Future Home, where we're called into eternity. Where we were with him. You weren't saved on any day. All these beautiful things. Okay, and that incredible quote.
Y esa increíble cita.
Sí. Identification.
Identificación.
Exactly what he says. You are spoken words today.
Ustedes manifesting. Palabra el día de hoy.
And he rolled back the clouds so you could manifest yourself.
Porque lo okay. Se mismo.
So that's exactly what is happening, that's where we are spiritually right now. He has to roll back the clouds, even our human thinking and things that we've even perceived incorrectly out of the word and out of the word of this day, okay? So that we might have the freedom to become what the word says.
Para llegar a ser lo que la palabra dice.
All right.
Está bien.
So I wanted to anchor that there in the word.
Anclar eso en la palabra.
It always has to be there, doesn't it? Okay.
Todo el tiempo tiene que estar ahí, correcto?
Father's Day.
Día del Padre.
A week late.
Una semana
because
más
I really wanted to.
Porque realmente quería.
Okay. For the whole thing now is was. Our Father's Day was our whole true identity is restored, and thank you, Stephen, for singing that. That was beautiful. And our identity is Him.
Y nuestra identidad es él.
Yeah.
Sí.
And he through those things that we're seeing more and more.
Estamos mirando más y más.
Okay.
Está bien.
You are sons of the Almighty.
Hijos
daughters
del
of God.
Hijos de okay. Dios, hijas de Dios.
So with that,
con eso,
what do we do as fathers?
¿Qué hacemos como padres?
Now, I'm going to broaden it today. What do we do as believers, okay?
Lo voy a anchar. ¿Qué hacemos
okay.
como creyentes? ¿Está bien?
So here we I'm just going to go into the notes from last week. So
voy a entrar las notas de la semana pasada.
The best thing you can do,
la mejor cosa
I'm going to the end from the beginning just so you can follow my train of thought.
Para que usted siga mi pensamiento.
Okay. What can you do?
¿Qué usted puede hacer?
As a Christian,
como cristiano,
you give what you've been given.
Usted da lo que le ha sido dado.
Have you been given mercy?
¿Ha estado usted dando misericordia?
Then you give mercy.
Entonces, usted da,
have you been given grace?
Entonces, de misericordia.
Then you give grace.
Se le ha dado gracia, entonces, de gracia.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
That's why Scripture says, "Be long suffering with one another and forbearing." Right.
Paciencia el uno con el otro y perdonadores. Correcto.
Okay. And what is it?
Yes.
Your identity has been restored.
Su identidad ha sido restaurada.
Listen, fathers.
Escuchen, padres.
Okay, believers.
Creyentes.
What greater gift can you give your children?
Qué gran
what
don le puede dar regalo le puede dar usted a sus hijos.
What greater gift can you give to another brother or sister?
A otra hermana, hermana, qué gran regalo don le puede usted dar.
Okay, then to help them see their true identity in Christ.
Que miren su verdadera identidad.
Because everything in this world
todo en este mundo
is going to fight against that.
Va a pelear en contra de eso.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So I was thinking,
estaba pensando,
that's for another time,
es por otro tiempo.
That, well, look at, we'll save that. Okay.
Hablaremos eso.
Restore identity. Okay.
Identidad restaurada. ¿Está bien?
Go back to what the scripture says you are because
vaya regreso a la escritura donde la escritura dice.
Do you remember when we were raising our kids when they were
estábamos
youngins,
criando a nuestros hijos,
rugrats, you know?
Jóvenes,
and we would listen to Dr. Dobson and there was a man on there by the name of Zig Ziglar. Do anybody remember that?
Hombre,
okay.
Un hombre de esta manera,
and he says you have you have to put enough water in their self-esteem bucket. Is that what he called it? Because the world is always punching holes in it.
Porque el mundo todo el tiempo le estaba haciendo hoyos en ello.
Does the world ever encourage you in your identity in Christ?
El mundo le anima a usted a
never,
la identidad de Cristo.
Has never, will never, it can't.
Nunca podrá y nunca
it will
hará.
Always poke holes in who
todo
you are
va a ser
and show you everything you aren't.
Y mostrar usted lo que usted
okay,
no es.
So what is the best thing we can do?
¿Cuál es la mejor cosa que podemos hacer?
Do that.
Haga usted eso.
Son, hijo, daughter,
hija,
brother,
hermano,
sister.
Hermana.
You know?
¿Sabe?
And sometimes it's gentle and sometimes it's sort of tough.
Algunas veces gentil, algunas veces duro, ¿sabes?
Sometimes you need to be long-suffering, but sometimes they need a good swift kick in the rear.
Paciente.
This isn't what God, you aren't acting like God intended you to act. You aren't, that's not who you are. You know, this isn't the nature that he put in you because
es de la naturaleza que él pone usted.
Okay, so
entonces,
with that,
con eso,
oh, well, we haven't, let's use this.
Vamos a usar esto.
Let's use it as a text. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Primera de Tesalonicenses capítulo 2.
You know, it's not like we haven't been here 1,000 times, but
como que hemos estado
so much here.
Muchas veces, tanto.
This is what Paul was doing.
Esto es lo que Pablo estaba haciendo, ¿está bien?
Okay. Helping the people.
Ayudándole a la gente.
That he was sent to serve.
Al cual fue enviado para servir.
Okay. Verse 7.
Versículo 7.
We were gentle among you, Thessalonians.
Antes fuimos tiernos entre vosotros, Tesalonicenses.
Even as a nurse cherishes her children.
Como la nodriza que cuida con
now there's that feminine attribute of God
ahora está,
that's in the church of Jesus Christ.
De Dios, el
okay.
En
okay.
Bien.
So there's a place that you have to be that.
Ahí hay un lugar donde usted tiene
gentle,
que ser eso.
Okay? Gentil. Why?
Okay.
Because of love,
por causa
agape,
de amor.
Being so affectionately desirous of you.
Siendo afectivo, deseoso de usted.
Not critical.
No critical.
Not judgmental.
No justo.
Okay. Being affectionately desirous. We were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but our own souls. I'll give my whole life for you.
Tan grande es nuestro afecto por vosotros que hubiéramos querido entregar no solo el evangelio de Dios sino también nuestras propias vidas.
Because you were dear to us.
Porque ustedes son mis queridos.
Now here's the foundation.
Ahora aquí está la fundación.
That you can go on to needed correction.
Puede continuar donde necesita corrección.
Correction has to be rooted and grounded in love for it to be received.
La corrección tiene que ser anclada en amor.
If you do it vice versa, watch the reactions.
Usted lo hace de otra manera.
Okay, and see what happens.
Y mire usted lo que pasa.
Okay. So, verse 9.
Versículo 9.
But you remember, brethren, our labor and travail.
Porque os recordáis, hermanos, de
again, emphasizing his life language before them, not just his word, but the language his life spoke.
Pues su lenguaje, su vida hablada.
For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day.
Como trabajando de noche y de día.
Because we would not be chargeable to any of you.
No queremos ser gravosos a ninguno de vosotros.
I didn't take a penny from you.
No tomé ningún
I didn't ask
por
for
ti.
Anything.
No pedí por nada.
We preached unto you the gospel of God.
Os predicamos el evangelio
Look
de
at verse
Dios.
10.
Mire versículo 10.
And you were witnesses and God how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe.
Santa, justa y responsable nos comportamos con nosotros los creyentes.
With them seeing Paul's life language, his sacrifice for them,
todo lo que él sacrificó, el lenguaje
his labor
de Pablo,
for them,
es trabajar
his
por
love
ellos,
to them,
es amor ahí para ellos.
He can now go to verse 11
Ahora podemos
in confidence saying,
con confianza diciendo,
I am doing this, but I'm doing
estoy
this in love.
Esto, pero estoy haciendo esto con amor.
And you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children.
Así también sabéis de qué modo, como el padre a sus hijos, exhortábamos y consolábamos a cada uno de vosotros.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Verse 12, would you read it out loud with me? That you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Now there's four things, or three things. We exhorted, and we comforted, but we also charged. Okay? So here, we look... This is Paul's ministry, and this
este
is a description of a true minister of God. And for any of you who are handling the Word of God, this is a wonderful example.
Es un maravilloso ejemplo.
People will believe a man that exhibits this life.
La gente creerá,
right, Brother Greg?
Que exhibe su vida, correcto,
people will believe a man that exhibits, not talks about it, but exhibits.
No que habla acerca de su vida, pero
because we all
vida,
have a life language
esa gente le creerá porque somos
that our life language is so loud they can't hear a word we say, right? Okay?
¿Está bien?
So here,
entonces, aquí,
now go with me
ahora vaya conmigo,
there to 2 Timothy. Because this
Timoteo,
is exactly
porque esto es exactamente
what Paul was doing here.
Lo que Pablo estaba haciendo aquí.
Okay? He was giving him, he was reminding him of hey, you guys, when you have trouble in this life and you're taken over by things that are not scriptural, you have lost your identity of who you are. And when you can get that identity back, then you watch your life come back, the life that gives you comfort and peace. Okay? So when your identity is askew, everything becomes askew. And that's why in this day, our identity restored. Okay. is the biggest gift that the Lord could give to his bride. Okay.
Regalo que el Señor le puede dar a su novia.
Okay, I'm going to read
Voy a leer.
That's the first ten verses.
Los primeros diez versículos.
And I'm going to read it in the Text Critical English New Testament. So you follow along.
Usted siga.
If you have that on your phones.
Usted tiene en sus teléfonos.
Okay, because I like the wording. All right. Paul.
Pablo.
An apostle of Jesus Christ.
Un apóstol de Jesucristo.
By the will of God, according to the promise that is in of life that is in Christ Jesus.
Según la promesa de la vida que es en Cristo Jesús por la voluntad de él.
There's the life. The life that goes through everything
la vida que va
to manifest todo, himself.
Para
to Timothy, my beloved child.
A Timoteo, mi amado hijo.
Okay. I love you, Timothy.
Te amo, Timoteo.
You're my child in the gospel.
Tú eres mi hijo del Evangelio.
Grace, mercy, Gracias, and peace from God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ.
De Dios, el Padre de Jesucristo, nuestro Señor.
Now watch. He's anchored.
Él está anclado.
I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience as my forefathers did.
Doy gracias a Dios al cual sirvo desde mis mayores con limpia conciencia.
Okay, I serve God.
Sí, sirvo a Dios.
I serve God.
Sirvo a Dios.
This isn't about me.
Esto no es acerca de mí.
I'm not on a mission for my ministry, my ego, my anything.
Yo no estoy en una misión okay. para mi ministerio, mi ego, cualquier otra cosa. ¿Está bien?
Okay. And day and night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers.
Me acuerdo de ti en mis oraciones, noche y día.
Okay, look at the next one. Recalling your tears.
Acordándome de tus lágrimas.
That's why he's writing.
Por eso es que él está escribiendo.
Timothy lost his identification.
Timoteo perdió su identificación.
Paul says, I got to get to my son in the gospel.
Pablo
I got to restore his identity to help him
entrar en el evangelio.
So that he knows
tengo
how to stand the trials of the day.
Para traerles
now, this is what I was getting to you last week, reading
pasado,
those quotes, because God has restored
Dios
our identity, you can stand the trials that have come against you.
Las pruebas que vienen
and the trials that you face,
y las pruebas que usted
okay,
enfrenta,
because there's Psalm 27.
Salmo 27.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
In the time of happiness, in the time of trouble, he will hide me, right?
En los tiempos de problemas, okay. De problemas.
So as we get closer to that
Conforme
time of the Lord's taking
tiempo,
us away,
de que el Señor está llevándonos,
it's not going to get easier, brother.
No se va a poner más fácil, hermano,
okay.
Hermana.
You just watch.
Vigile.
Okay, so
entonces,
recalling your tears,
recuerdo tus lágrimas,
I long to see you that I might be filled with joy.
Para llenarme de gozo.
You're not going to stay in tears.
No te vas a quedar en lágrimas.
God inside of you is going to work and make me very happy.
Dentro de ti va a trabajar en ti,
okay.
Va a ser muy feliz. Está
now
bien.
There's the attitude
oh,
that we need to take.
Que necesitamos tomar.
Okay,
está
God
bien.
Working in you,
Dios
even though you might
ti.
Be backslid and hurting and not
Puede
being
estar de esta manera,
or acting or doing what
haciendo esto
you're called otro. To be and do.
Lo cual ha sido tu llamado
God's going to turn it around.
Eso va,
because
va
you're
ya.
That gene seed.
Porque tú eres un gene
Isn't semilla. Paul a wonderful example of it
no
to us? Okay. Now, I long to see you. I'm
deseo mirarte.
You're in tears. Okay.
Estás en lágrimas.
Now watch what he does.
Ahora vigile lo que él hace.
Come on, Timothy.
Piensa,
remember
Timoteo.
Who you are
Recuerda quién
in
tú
Christ
eras.
Jesus.
Por causa de
remember
Jesús.
What you are.
Recuerda lo que tú
remember
eres.
What you have.
Lo que tú tienes. Recuerda.
Come on, get your identity.
Come on, agarra tu
I'm identidad. Reminded of the sincere faith that is in you.
Trayendo a la memoria la fe no fingida que hay en ti.
Now I got to remind you.
Ahora te tengo que recordar.
Right?
Correcto.
I'm reminded of the sincere faith.
Yo estoy recordado
It's
de la
there.
Fe no fingida. Está ahí.
It was in your grandmother,
Estaba en tu abuela,
Lois,
Loida,
and your mother, Eunice.
Y tu madre, Eunice.
And now,
y ahora,
oh, look it.
Oh, mira.
What are the next three words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes palabras?
I am. Read to say that again.
Estoy seguro.
I am sure.
Estoy
what are the
seguro.
Next three words?
¿Cuáles son las
siguientes dwells
palabras?
In you.
Que en ti también.
You go to somebody
Usted
who's crushed and fallen down and they've lost their vision.
Los cuales han perdido su visión.
What is the best thing you can do to help them? Bring them back to their identity. This is what you are. This
Esto
is who you
eres,
are
eres,
in
este eres
Jesus. Okay?
Jesús. ¿Está bien?
Therefore, what are the next two words?
¿Cuáles son las siguientes palabras?
I remind you.
Te recuerdo.
Okay. Do you see what he's doing? The same thing the prophet did for is doing for us today.
Lo mismo que el profeta está haciendo por nosotros el día de hoy.
Therefore, I remind you to do what?
Te recuerdo que hagas qué.
There you go. Come on, wake it up. Wake it up. Wake up what? The gift of God that is in you. Okay, now we know what the prophet taught through the laying on of my hands. Okay, but you have it. You have something in you, Timothy. It's an anchor. And this anchor that you have in you will help you go through things that you could not go through yourself.
Okay?
Okay. For God did not give us the spirit of timidity.
Porque Dios no nos ha dado Dios espíritu de cobardía.
Why is Timothy crying?
¿Por qué está Timoteo llorando?
Why is he timid?
Porque él está tímido.
Because Paul's in prison.
Porque Pablo está en prisión.
And he says, what about me?
Y él dice, ¿qué acerca
and
de
he's
mí?
Crying
y él está llorando.
Because all he feels is the
porque
weakness of his humanity.
Es la debilidad de su humanidad.
My brother Paul, my father
mi
in the gospel, whom I love,
Pablo,
whom I
have
served,
he's
in prison, and I don't
prisión.
Know if I can take it.
Yo no sé si yo puedo
well, what
eso.
About me? Are they coming
de
for me?
¿Vienen ellos por mí?
So what does Paul do to
¿Qué
say,
Pablo hace?
Whatever Satan throws at you,
para que, cualquier cosa que
this
Satanás
is the
arroje,
thing that you need
esa es la cosa que tú
that
necesitas,
will help you overcome.
Que te ayudará a vencer.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Man, this is
hombre,
so rich. Okay.
Esto es tan rico.
Verse 6. Let's start
seis.
There again. Therefore, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God. It's there. It's in
Dios,
you.
Que esté en ti.
For God did not give us the spirit of timidity,
porque Dios nos ha dado el espíritu de cobardía,
but the spirit of power
pero el espíritu
and
de
love
poder
and sound judgment.
Y juicio.
Okay, now here's the Sabo. Whole crux. Okay?
Está bien.
Here's why he's writing.
Por eso, aquí está lo por
verse
la
8.
Razón que él está
this is why Timothy is in tears. This is why
es
Paul had to write
to him.
Therefore,
as, por tanto,
don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Okay?
No te avergüences de dar testimonio de nuestro Señor.
What?
Bien?
Paul saw Timothy in Lystra, and immediately he was a man of good report and took him and went with him. His traveling partner, his son in the gospel. Remember, he left Timothy in Ephesus.
Get,
put things in order, make sure. He had confidence in the calling that was in this young man. Let me put it this way. He had confidence in the gene seed that was in him. Okay?
La semilla gene que estaba en él. ¿Está bien?
But inside of him, still,
aún,
he had his humanness
tenía todavía su humanidad
that still needed to be cleansed by the Holy Ghost.
Estaba ser limpiada por el Espíritu Santo.
His reasoning was still Timothy's reasoning and
su
not
razonamiento
God's.
Estaba todavía siendo
his conscience was his conscience, not God's conscience.
Su conciencia tuviera su conciencia, no era
right?
La conciencia de Dios, correcto?
So because of these turmoil, de hey, can you identify condición. With Timothy, you guys? Huh? We're a mixture. Right? Okay. The mixture messes us up.
Because
God will put you in situations where that mixture will confuse you. And who's the author of confusion? Huh? The enemy. Satan. Right? So in your confusion, oh, I just can't think clearly.
Oh, no puedo pensar
well,
claro.
Satan comes right in.
Satanás
here, I'll
aquí.
Help you think real
aquí
clear.
Te ayudo a pensar
you know?
Muy claro.
So that's what was going on.
Eso es lo que estaba pasando.
So he needed Paul to so give him this jolt.
Pablo le diera
and here is
esto.
That second part,
y aquí está la
after
parte.
The first part, confirming,
la primera parte.
As a nurse, I was gentle.
Era gentil,
Timothy, you're my
tierna.
Son.
Timothy,
I know you have this
Timothy,
in you.
Yo sé que
Timothy, I love you.
Te amo,
okay,
¿está bien?
Now.
Ahora.
Okay, Timothy.
Timoteo,
here's the charge.
Aquí está el encargo.
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or me, his prisoner.
Okay. Por tanto, no te avergüences de dar testimonio del Señor ni de mí preso.
Oh, man.
Oh, hombre.
Look at this.
Mira usted esto.
Takes guts to say it and guts to receive it.
Toma valor spiritual para guts. Decirlo y valor para recibirlo.
It takes identification.
Toma identificación.
Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel.
Si no participe de las aflicciones okay. por el evangelio.
Join with me. As you rely on the power of God.
Según el poder wow. de Dios.
Oh, there you go.
Ahí está.
Okay. He saved us and called us with a holy calling.
Quien nos salvó y llamó con llamamiento santo.
What does the next phrase say?
La siguiente frase dice.
Huh? Read it out loud, somebody.
Yeah, alguien.
Not according. There you go.
No conforme a nuestras obras. Ahí está.
This isn't about you.
Esto no es acerca
this
de
is tí. About God and the gene seed and how he's going
es
to use
acerca
it.
De Dios en el gene semilla.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
But according to his own purpose and grace.
Quien nos okay. llamó con llamamiento santo no conforme a nuestro, sino según el propósito suyo y de gracia que nos fue dada.
This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
Y la gracia que nos fue dada en Cristo Jesús antes de los tiempos de los siglos.
But has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ,
pero ahora ha sido manifestada
who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light.
De nuestro Salvador Jesucristo, el cual quitó la muerte y sacó la luz.
All right.
La inmortalidad
por to Timothy.
A Timoteo.
And to us.
Y a nosotros.
Okay.
Está bien.
To us.
A nosotros.
Paul exhorted.
Paul exhortando.
He comforted.
Lo dio confort.
And he charged his son in the gospel.
Y él hizo un cargo a su hijo en el evangelio.
To stand the challenge of the day.
Para soportar el reto del día.
By bringing him back to his true identity in Christ Jesus. A través de traerlo
de regreso a su verdadera identidad.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no
Is that
verdad?
What he just wrote? Okay, so Timothy.
Okay, Timoteo.
And to each of us today,
y a cada uno de nosotros,
okay, our great God whom we serve
Dios al cual servimos,
has put his own spirit and his own divine nature in us.
Right? Poniendo su espíritu, su propio espíritu, su divina naturaleza,
to equip
nosotros,
us,
para
to enable us,
para
to empower us,
para darnos poder,
to stand true in the
para
faith and revelation he's given to us.
En la fe de revelación que ha sido dada a nosotros,
to be a faithful and true witness to our Lord Jesus Christ,
testigo y fiel por nuestro Señor
kingdom
Jesucristo.
Now, as Joshua of old said before his brothers and sisters in Israel,
como José, un viejo dicho, a sus hermanos,
we are more than able,
somos
right?
más que capaces, ¿correcto?
A, to stand against the terrifying enemy that promises to destroy us.
Para pararnos right? en contra del enemigo terrible que prometo destruirnos.
And you have that.
Y usted tiene, y tú
the minute you
eso.
Walk out of here, the minute you go to work, you
el
have
minuto
it.
Que usted sale de
okay?
aquí, el minuto que
you have an enemy
trabajar.
That wants to do you in, right?
Correcto.
Okay?
B.
To stand on the word of God given to us with full assurance.
Pararnos en la palabra de Dios dada a nosotros con seguridad total.
That he will do through us what he said he would do.
Que él hará a través de nosotros lo que dijo que él iba a hacer.
C.
C.
To enter into the promised land that you've been ordained to do. That's where
entrar
us today.
A la tierra prometida que se nos ha sido ordenado
I have
hacer.
Given you a new land, a new word, a new
te
message.
Te da nueva palabra, nueva. Nueva tierra, nueva palabra, nueva promesa.
Okay, to nuevo take full position, possession in our inheritance given to us by Almighty God.
Dada a nosotros por Dios Todopoderoso.
And settle there in our inheritance.
Y habitar ahí en nuestra heredad.
E. To enjoy our inheritance.
Gozar nuestra
and
heredad.
Give true thanksgiving to our God.
Y dar un verdadero gracias
by staying
a
true
Dios
and obedient to him in all areas of our lives.
Verdadero y obediente a él en todas nuestras áreas de nuestras vidas.
Okay. Now here.
Ahora aquí.
Let's go back to us. Father's Day.
Vamos a alegrar a nosotros,
men,
padres,
brothers.
Padres,
I'm going to include
padre,
you all.
Los incluyo a todos,
sons, hombres, daughters.
Hijos e hijas.
What can we do to help each other?
¿Qué podemos hacer para ayudar el uno
be, by being an example, first of all,
primeramente, ser un ejemplo,
an example
un ejemplo,
that Jesus Christ asked us to be.
Que Jesucristo nos pidió ser,
to be an example
ser un ejemplo
of a person being taken over by God.
De un ser una persona tomada, controlada por Dios. ¿Está
to
bien?
Exhibit that.
Para mostrar eso.
To be the example of a surrendered,
para ser el
yielded,
de un rendido,
obedient
rendido,
servant of the Lord.
Obediente, sirviente del Señor.
An example of a living true,
el ejemplo de un
true and living faith and revelation.
Una verdadera fe, viviente revelación.
Okay, and here, brothers and sisters,
hermanos,
please,
hermanas, por favor.
You be the example of one who trusts his Heavenly Father
el ejemplo de uno
when the chips are down,
confía en su padre
when things are bad,
cuando la otra
when
vez
things
las
get
vidas,
hard,
se ponen
when the trials get tough,
cuando las pruebas
you're
pruebas
anchored in Jesus Christ.
En Jesucristo. Yep. Sí.
There are so many things we should both be and do as men of God.
Las dos deberían estar haciendo como hombres de Dios.
We should teach those around us to do things that will help them
enseñar esas cosas
in their own earthly walks through this life.
Que son buenas, saludables,
okay.
Justa.
Teach your children.
Enseña a sus
this
hijos.
Is for everybody. Teach your brothers. Help
todos.
Them.
Enseña
teach your
padre.
Sisters.
Ayúdenos.
Help them.
Ayúdenos.
How to make a wise decision.
¿Cómo hacer una decisión sabia?
Right?
Correcto.
How to be responsible.
¿Cómo ser responsable?
How to be a good worker with a good attitude.
¿Cómo ser un buen trabajador con una buena actitud?
Work ethic is so lacking, true?
Se está falta tanto esto de ética de trabajo.
Okay. How to be a faithful friend.
¿Cómo ser
that
un amigo
really
fiel?
Needs to be taught, right?
Realmente
teach
them
all these things. These are all godly attributes.
Estos son, atributos piadosos.
Teach them how to be long-suffering and forgiving.
Okay. Cómo ser pacientes y perdonadores.
Oh, here's one. This
aquí
simple.
Otra.
Teach them how to be helpful.
Ayúdeles. You know, enséñales cómo ser ayudadores.
Have you ever been around people and you just say, if I ever needed help, you're the last one I'd call, you know? Teach them how to be helpful to other people.
Enséñales cómo ser ayudadores.
Yeah. My goodness.
Dios mío.
Here's another very important one.
Aquí hay otra muy importante.
Teach them how to be grateful.
Enséñales cómo ser agradecidos.
Scripture says, always in all things, give thanks.
Dicen, en todas cosas,
have you ever noticed
den gracias. Se
ha dado that an unhappy cuenta. Person, that an ungrateful person is never happy?
Se da cuenta, una
have you noticed
que
that?
No está feliz,
they're always complaining.
No está agradecida. Siempre se
nothing's
está quejando.
Good. Nothing's
nada
good enough.
Está bueno, nada es suficiente.
Okay.
Todo el tiempo quejándose.
Teach your children,
enseña
teach
sus
brothers
hijos.
And sisters enseña how to be grateful.
Hermanos. Cómo ser agradecido.
How to be thankful.
Cómo estar agradecido.
In all things.
Y en todas las cosas.
In all things.
Y en todas las
in
cosas.
All ways.
Y todo el tiempo.
You, when you do that, you're teaching them God is greater than the situation.
Y cuando usted enseña, diga que
if
Dios
you
es
teach
grande,
them not to be
situación.
Thankful, then you're saying,
si
you're teaching people that your situation
no
is greater than God.
Entonces usted está enseñando a la gente que esas
he
cosas
really
son más
isn't
grandes
love.
Dios.
He really doesn't care.
Realmente no le interesa.
See what can happen?
¿Ve
you
usted
know?
Que puede pasar?
Yeah.
Sí.
All right. especially for the men.
Especialmente para los hombres.
Teach your kids how to use tools.
Enseñale a sus hijos cómo usar herramientas.
You know, I'll be honest, I was never taught anything. I couldn't even... Well, David will love this. When we first got married... Everything we had was second hand, you know?
Bueno, todo el tiempo, cuando
that's our generation.
Casaste,
we didn't grow up with new
mano.
And anything, you know? We didn't have one piece of furniture, one piece of anything that wasn't second hand starting out.
No teníamos un mueble o lo que sea que no fuera de segunda mano.
So I had a lamp, and it didn't work.
Tenía una lámpara y no funcionaba.
So a brother came by,
un hermano pasó.
And he says, what's that lamp sitting out by the curb? And I said, it's to the garbage, it doesn't work.
Ahí. No funciona.
And he said, well, fix it.
Bueno, compónla. Eso fue lo que él dijo.
That thought never would have occurred to me in 100 years.
Ese pensamiento nunca se me hubiera ocurrido a mí.
I'm serious.
Estoy serio.
Fix?
Componerla.
A lamp? Is that even possible?
¿Es aún eso
can people do things like that? I'm not joking.
Eso? No estoy vacilando.
So you can tell I.
Usted se puede dar cuenta.
Yeah.
Sí.
It's pretty sad state, wasn't it, honey?
Un estado muy triste.
Yeah. So later I worked in a hardware store.
Oh
my, was that an eye opener? I didn't know what hardware stores were, you know, let alone what they had. They have parts to fix lamps. Wow.
Tienen partes para componer lámparas. Oh, Dios mío.
So, teach your kids.
Enseñe usted a sus hijos.
Things can be fixed.
Las cosas pueden ser compuestas.
Yeah.
Sí.
How to change a tire.
¿Cómo cambiar una llanta?
Even girls.
Aún las niñas.
Here's a good thing.
Aquí hay una
teach
cosa.
Your children how to maintain things to make
enseñar
them last.
Enseñar a sus hijos cómo mantener cosas.
I wasn't taught anything, you know.
Maintain. A mí no se me enseñó nada, ¿sabe?
You know. Teach them how to maintain.
Enseñales cómo dar mantenimiento.
You don't have to throw things away. You can repair
no puedes
and fix
tirar las
them,
cosas,
make them
puedes
work better. These are all practical things that are really
prácticas.
Good for men. And
son realmente buenas
everybody
para
to help each other with.
El ayudarse el uno al otro.
Here's another one. Going otro. Back to more unphysical things.
Yendo a cosas no físicas.
Help them to be a discerner of good character for their own
ayúdanos
protection.
A ser buenos discernidores
they
de
need
buen carácter.
Okay. Teach them
enséñales
to avoid people and situations and things that will separate them from the fellowship with their Heavenly Father.
Enséñales a no venir con gente.
Okay. A discerner of good character.
Un discernidor de buen carácter.
Teach them to avoid people that will separate them from their walk with God.
Que los separará de su caminata con Dios, con su Padre Celestial.
Okay, their walk with the one who created them to be.
Para caminar con el cual los creó para que ellos fueran.
You can teach them how to make wise decisions.
Puedes enseñarles cómo hacer decisiones sabias.
You can teach them how to make wise choices.
Sabias decisiones.
This is what's required of fathers of God. You know?
Esto es lo que requiere de los padres de Dios.
We can teach them to ask for wisdom.
Les puedo enseñar que pidan sabiduría.
Okay. Teach your children.
Enseña a sus hijos.
To ask for wisdom, to have the mind of the Lord that will guide
pedir
them through
sabiduría para tener la mente
situations.
Del Señor. Los cuales las guiará a través de situaciones.
But over and above all these things that we can think of,
una vez, sobre todas estas cosas, podemos,
to help those around us face the threats we must face
nosotros,
in our earthly walk,
enfrentan amenazas.
I would like us to look at one of where Satan's main attacks is focused.
Nos gustaría mirar donde
to bring down
society para traer a la sociedad hacia abajo.
And that's identity.
Y eso es identidad.
How many times have you heard
¿cuántas veces usted ha escuchado
that we're living in an identity crisis?
Que estamos viviendo en una crisis de identidad, ¿correcto?
Have you heard of identity politics?
¿Hemos escuchado de políticas de identidad?
Identity education.
Educación,
identity
educación.
Movements.
Y movimientos de identidad.
Okay. Now,
está
come
bien.
On. I identify as a cat.
De 10 a 5, soy como
really.
Gato. ¿De verdad?
Do you see what Satan has done?
¿Se da usted cuenta de lo que Satanás
okay.
ha hecho?
Okay, my cousin out okay. in South Dakota.
Mi primo en el sur de Dakota.
Said, Don, you wouldn't believe what's going on in the public schools here.
No se cree lo que está pasando en las escuelas públicas.
They have to have sandboxes in the bathrooms for
tiene
the students
who
I call themselves Furbies.
Arena para
they won't use a toilet. They won't use. They use a sandbox because they identify as a cat or a dog.
Para los estudiantes que se identifican como gatos. Esto es verdad. Ahora tienen que
if
tener
Satan
esas cajas.
Is doing this
si Satanás
to confuse identity, do you see the
identidad?
Necessity of God for you
de Dios
to withstand this day by giving you your true identity as a son and daughter of God?
Como hijo e hijo de Dios?
Do you see how necessary this is?
Qué tan necesario esto es?
You as believers in Jesus Christ, how do you help?
¿Cómo
okay?
Ayuda?
You can go to that poor tattooed, pierced person out
usted
there
puede ir a ese
in love
lugar de tattoos
and say, can I help you?
Y puede usted decirle, ¿te puedo ayudar?
About 98% will turn their heads away and say, no, thank you.
La,
but you might find that 1 or 2%
se van a
that says,
decir, no, gracias, pero
I really need help.
Que okay? Va a decir, realmente necesito ayuda.
You don't know when you will run into a woman
no
at the well.
A lo que tú okay? Venías, cuando está ahí, vas a
that has that gene seed of God and say that just has never
Dios
been
dice,
able exposed to the light and the love of God through Christ Jesus.
Poder ser expuesta a la luz
okay?
De Dios a través
so
de
if
Cristo,
Satan so can make one confused about one's identity,
si Satanás puede hacer esto de la
he has full
de uno,
access
de
to their
uno.
Brain, right, to usher in every kind of perverted thought.
Cerebro
true,
para arrojar cualquier tipo de pensamiento
to steal,
pervertido
to kill,
para robar, para
and
matar
to destroy.
Y para destruir.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So what did Paul give to Timothy?
¿Qué Pablo le dio a Timoteo?
His identity. Hey,
su
Timothy,
identidad.
This is who you are and because
es
of
tú
this.
Eres. Y por causa
because
de esto,
of this.
Por causa de esto.
You can stand the tests.
Tú puedes soportar.
Enter into the sufferings of the Lord.
Entra y entrar a los sufrimientos del Señor.
So what did the prophet give us this day to make the bride of Christ overcomers?
Para hacernos vencedores.
Your identity in him.
Tu identidad en él.
You know, you're also familiar with this from the Church Age book.
De la cita de la iglesia,
okay.
Usted es muy familiar, ¿está bien?
It was very basic when this was written.
Básico, una vez que fue escrita.
The Lord God Almighty says, I know.
El Señor Todopoderoso dice, yo sé.
There he is walking through the midst of the people.
Ahí él está
and there he is, the
gente,
chief shepherd of the flock.
El jefe, pastor
okay.
Del rebaño.
But does he hold back the persecution?
Pero él para la persecución.
Does he stem tribulation?
¿Soporta la tribulación?
No, he does
no.
Not.
Él no
he
lo
simply
hace.
Says, I know.
Él simplemente dice, yo sé.
I'm not at all unmindful of your suffering.
Ahora, yo no soy, me importa tanto tu sufrimiento.
Yeah. Okay. What
bien?
A stumbling block.
Qué roca de tropiezo.
To so many people.
Para tanta gente.
Like Israel.
Como Israel.
They wonder if God really loves them.
Ellos se preguntaban si realmente Dios los amaba.
How can God be just and loving if he stands by and watches the people suffer?
¿Cómo puede ser Dios justo y amoroso si él se para y mira a la gente, su gente?
That's what they asked in Malachi 1.
Eso es lo que ellos preguntaron en Malaquías 1, del 1 al 3.
The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
El ardor de la palabra del Señor a Israel para Malachi.
I have loved you, saith the Lord.
Te he amado, dice el Señor.
Yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us?
Y a pesar de eso, tú dices, ¿dónde tú nos has amado?
Was not Esau Jacob's brother?
¿No era Esaú el hermano de Jacob?
Saith the Lord.
Dijo el Señor.
Yet I loved Jacob and hated Esau.
Pero a pesar de eso, yo amé a Jacob
and
y
I laid his mountains and his heritage and waste for the dragons in the wilderness.
Como basura por los dragones del desierto.
See, they couldn't figure out God's love.
Ellos no podían figurar el amor de Dios.
And they thought that love meant no suffering.
Ellos pensaban que el amor significaba no sufrimiento.
They thought that love meant a baby with parental care.
Ellos pensaron que el amor significaba un bebé con un cuidado de padre.
But God said his love was elective.
Pero Dios dijo que su amor era electivo.
So the proof of his love is election.
La prueba de su amor es elección.
But look at how much farther the message progressed to us in this day.
Pero mire cómo el mensaje progresa.
You're not only
elect. Tú no eres el único elegido.
But today we pick up a message.
Pero hoy retomamos el mensaje.
And hear what the Lord spoke through those human vocal cords.
Y escuchamos lo que el Señor habló a través de esas cuerdas vocales.
Okay, you are called into eternity.
Okay, tú eres llamado a eternidad.
Where you were all the time.
Donde tú estuviste todo el
tiempo. You were always saved.
Todo el tiempo.
Is that identity, Pete?
¿Es esa su identidad, Pedro?
Yeah. The difference between you and Jesus is the fact that you bypassed your theophany.
Es el hecho de que tú te saltaste tu
teofanía. The difference between me and Jesus. The
la
difference
entre how do I, yo y Jesús.
Have we processed that one yet?
Hemos procesado esa.
It's working.
Está funcionando.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay, yeah, you will be doing the same thing God has done in Morpha, changing your forms.
Haciendo la misma cosa que Dios ha hecho en Morpha,
so have you, so are you. You're on a journey
tú
through
también.
This life,
este es una jornada
learning the wonderful attributes of our God as Father, Savior,
tu Dios, tu Padre, tu Salvador,
Healer,
tu Sanador,
Shepherd, Warrior,
tu
Pastor, Provider.
Guerrero, proveedor.
Okay, now display those
Ahora
that they are alive
esos.
In you.
Porque ellos están vivos en ti.
Because you are him.
Porque tú eres
you,
él.
You are bone of his bone, you are flesh of his flesh,
huesos,
life of his
carne,
life, right?
Vida de su vida, correcto?
Soul of the is eternal.
Tu, su alma
You're
es eterna.
Being taken back to Adam and
tú
was before the fall.
Resonan,
you are to rule, you are to reign
tú
with him.
Que reinar, tienes que gobernar
to be gods
con él.
Over this earth.
Para ser dioses sobre esta tierra.
Okay, we have been given our true identity
Se nos
from
ha sido
God
dada nuestra verdadera
that
identidad
enables
de
you
Dios.
To take the faith that has been given
que
to
nos
us.
Capacitas para tomar la fe, la cual se ha sido dada.
It is that which will work the work of God in
es
you.
Eso el cual obrará
Overcoming this world.
Ustedes, venciendo este mundo,
becoming the world.
Y llegando a ser
manifest
la palabra
on the earth.
De Dios manifestado en esta tierra.
Now.
Ahora.
As men of God,
como hombres de
daughters
Dios,
of God, help each other, please, with this.
Uno con otro, por favor, con esto.
Listen to it.
Escúchalo,
read it.
Léalo,
talk it.
Hable,
display it for each other. Okay?
Uno del otro. ¿Está bien?
And here,
y aquí,
you know, in the message Rising of the Sun,
en el mensaje, ya ha salido el sol.
He says the mechanics had to be changed to the dynamics.
La mecánica tiene que ser cambiada hacia la dinámica.
But I want you to notice
Pero quiero que se dé usted cuenta,
in the dynamics.
En la dinámica.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
What do we think of? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
¿Qué es la primera cosa que viene a su mente?
Power.
Poder.
Okay? Pentecostal power.
Poder
That's what goes on your head.
Eso es lo que pasa por su
but
cabeza.
Look at what he says to the people.
Pero mire lo que le dice a la gente.
That dynamics that Esa they received and then he gives example
recibieron.
Is the dynamics
es
of the identification in the person of who they were in the scripture.
De quiénes eran ellos en la escritura.
There's the true dynamics.
Ahí está la verdadera dinámica.
Let's go to Acts chapter 2.
Vamos a Hechos 2.
Go ahead and turn in your Bibles there. Follow me along. I'm going to just read a few, several verses. But I want you to see in these verses,
Pero quiero que vea usted en estos versículos,
Peter,
Pedro,
okay, with the other disciples, hiding,
escondiéndose, cobardes.
And in the manner of time, the Holy Spirit opened up.
Y en un tiempo el Espíritu Santo se abrió.
Here's the amazing part, brothers.
Aquí está la parte a mí,
they saw what they hadn't seen before in the Word of God.
Miraron lo que no habían mirado antes en la palabra
they
de Dios.
Saw themselves in the Word, and because of that, they could
palabra.
Stand
y por causa de
the criticism
en criticismo.
And the imprisonment that was to follow,
y en la
the beatings, the scourgings, the
todo los
hatred.
Golpeos
okay.
y todo lo más que iba a venir.
Acts 2, 14.
Hechos 2, 14.
Peter,
Pedro,
standing up with the lifted, with
poniéndose
the 11.
En pie.
Look at this.
Mira esto.
Lifted up his voice.
Levantó su voz.
Why?
Porque
I know what I'm talking about.
Yo sé de lo que estoy hablando.
I didn't know it 20 minutes ago.
No lo sabía 20 minutos
Something
atrás.
Inside of me
Algo dentro de
happened
mí. Aconteció
to know my identification
para conocer
in
mi
the Bible, in the Scripture,
en la Biblia, en la
and where I stand.
Y donde yo me paro.
Now that's an incredible miracle. And this is what the Holy Spirit, I hope, is doing with us in these services, giving us that identity, waking us up till you have an eternal soul with an eternal God and a gene seed that no matter what happens, God rich in mercy will rescue you, tell you who you are, and erase everything behind you. Right? Okay. Ye men of Judea and all that are in Jerusalem, look at this. Be this known unto you and hearken unto my words. Wow! Peter's no coward there, is he?
Pedro no es un cobarde. Varones, judíos, y todos los que habitáis en Jerusalén, esto es sea notorio, y oíd mis palabras.
Look what he says, verse 15.
Mira lo que dice.
These aren't drunken, as you suppose.
Porque estos no están
This is the third hour of the day. Verse 16. This is that. Don't you love that? How many times
esto
the prophet?
Esto, más esto es lo
he knew.
Dicho. Él sabía.
He knew what he hadn't known previously.
Él
the dynamics of the Holy Spirit identified not just the Scripture,
no tan solo la
but the Scripture in him.
Pero la escritura en él.
This is that.
Esto es
and
eso.
This that he's referring
y esto
to
se
is
está
him.
Refiriendo.
God in me.
Él,
it's
Dios
not just a scripture identified,
no
it's a scripture in him.
Es una escritura en él.
Okay?
Está bien.
He saw his identification
Miró su
in the word.
En la palabra.
This is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel.
Esto fue lo que fue dicho por el profeta Joel.
I will pour my spirit on all flesh.
En los prósperos días, dice Dios,
your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men shall see visions.
Profetizarán.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
Tendrán sueños sus viejos.
And then the difference, my servants,
y de cierto,
my handmaids,
mis siervos,
I will pour out in those days my spirit,
derramaré sobre
and they shall prophesy. And there he is.
Espíritu.
There he is, filled with the Holy Ghost, identified with the Scripture.
Identificado con la Escritura.
19, I will show wonders in the heavens above, signs on the earth,
arriba en el cielo, y
blood, fire,
tierra,
vapor, smoke.
Sangre, fuego,
none of those
vapor,
happened. The sun
humo.
Shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood. None of that happened
y la luna en
before
sangre,
the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Antes que venga el día
and
del
it shall
Señor,
come to pass.
Grande,
here they are.
Y aquí está.
This is that.
Esto
I'm part of it.
Soy parte
now
de
if
ello.
You will hear it, you'll be part of it. Whoever,
escucha,
whosoever will
sea,
call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amazing
Señor,
day.
Será
turn sangre. Around. Grace.
Volteado.
Okay. Look
gracias.
At his confidence.
Mira su
verse 22, ye men of Israel,
varones y
hear these words.
Oír estas palabras.
Can you imagine having
se
the confidence
imaginar, teniendo la confianza,
that what happened in
que
him,
pasó en él.
I am not speaking of
no
myself.
Estoy hablando de
ah,
mí mismo.
The word is open.
La
I see myself
abierta.
In the word.
Me
I am that confident.
Palabra,
oh, brothers and sisters, that's where we need to be.
Oh,
right, Ron?
Hermanos, donde estamos estar, ¿correcto?
Yeah.
Sí.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesús Nazareno.
This opened up to him.
Esto se abrió a él.
They were in confusion before.
Estaban en confusión
they
antes.
Didn't understand.
No lo entendían.
A man approved of God varón among you by miracles and wonders and signs which
vosotros,
God did by him in the midst of you.
Con las maravillas, prodigios, señales que Dios hizo entre vosotros por medio de él.
Verse 23.
Versículo 23.
Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God.
A este entregado por determinado consejo y
you have taken by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Oh, gutsy, huh? Would you say that to people? You did this! He could do that because he knew who he was and what he was. Not only did he identify Scripture, he identified that Scripture in him. Because of that, he could be bold. Okay. That's what Brother Branham says. They were changed from cowards to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Okay. Whom God raised up, having learned the pains of death, and it was not possible. Verse 24. Verse 25. Look at this. David speaketh concerning him.
David habla acerca de concerniente.
When did he know that? He didn't go back, oh, I got to go back and study.
Tengo que ir a regresar y estudiar.
Oh, I got to back and think about this.
Tengo que regresar y pensar
it was there,
esto.
It was in his mind, it was in his heart.
Estaba en su corazón.
That is this
eso
today.
Es, esto
okay.
Es diario, y está bien.
Speaking of the Lord.
Hablando del Señor.
Okay, 29. Look at what he says.
Mira
men and brethren, read it out loud with me.
Leando
let
conmigo.
Me freely speak unto you. Listen.
Escuche.
Let me freely speak. Hear my words.
Escuche
men of
palabras.
Israel, hear what I'm
palabras
saying.
Hermanos.
Men of Israel, hear this.
Escuchen esto.
That was the dynamics.
Eso era la dinámica.
He saw himself in the word of God, totally identified.
Totalmente identificado.
I want you to notice the
quiero
difference
que se dé cuenta de
because
la diferencia
in our minds, you could just say, he just saw the word. That's not enough.
Eso no es suficiente.
He saw himself.
Él se miró él mismo.
He saw himself
se miró
in the word.
Mismo en la palabra.
There's a difference between life and death for you and us.
Para nosotros.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Men and brethren, let me free speak unto you about patriarch, that he both dead and buried, sepulchre is with us. Let's go to 32.
Vamos a 32.
Okay, this Jesus.
A este Jesús.
God raised up.
Resucitó Dios.
Look at that.
Mira
in him.
Esto.
I was there.
Estaba
I'm part
ahí.
Of this. Whereof we are all witnesses.
De igual todos nosotros
that's for us
testigos.
To say today.
Eso es para nosotros decir
therefore,
hoy.
Being by the right hand of God exalted,
así que, exaltado por la diestra
and having
de Dios,
received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost,
y habiendo recibido del Padre la promesa del Espíritu
he has
Santo,
shed forth this.
Ha derramado
that's
eso.
True identification.
La verdadera identificación
he
de Dios.
Shed forth this. I'm
he
it.
Ha derramado
I'm
esto.
Part
yo
of it.
Soy esto. Soy parte de
I'm
ello.
In it.
Estoy
it's
en
through
esto.
Me. It's in me. You're hearing it. You're seeing it. You're seeing it in me. There's identification. He has shed forth this which you hear and see. Therefore, okay, verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know.
Sepa pues ciertísimamente toda la casa de Israel.
Oh, come on.
Oh, piensa.
Would you stand up and say that?
Se pararía usted y diría.
Let all America know.
Deje que toda América sepa.
I am so sure of what I am. Let all America know.
Quiero que toda la América sepa.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yo sé de lo que estoy hablando.
I know who I am.
Yo sé quién yo soy.
Okay. Let all America know.
Deje que toda América sepa.
God hath made this same Jesus that you crucified.
Que a este Jesús a quien vosotros crucificaste.
Now the second
Dios
day.
Le ha hecho. Señor y
the
Cristo.
Prophet had that identification.
El profeta tuvo esa identificación.
Okay, exactly.
Exactamente.
Yeah,
sí.
they crucified
ellos
him.
Lo crucificaron.
I indict this bunch of preachers. Right, I indict them today because he knew and had it identified and he could say, listen to me.
Yo condeno right. a todos estos.
Okay, the word of God opened up to them,
ellos,
and in them,
y en ellos,
the word of God became alive
Dios
in them.
Llegó a estar viva en ellos.
They received their identity
recibieron
in God.
En Dios.
They received their identity in his word to them.
Recibieron su identidad en su palabra para
they
ellos.
Overcame every single thing Satan threw at them.
Vencieron
every single
cosa
thing.
Que Satanás les
because
arrojó
they
a
knew.
Ellos.
Do you know? Here's the question for us. Have you received the identification that the Holy Spirit gave to you today? Or if you are in confusion, if you are not sure, you are very unstable. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This is something you cannot pass over. This is something you must know. This is something you must possess inside of you. You must have this. Now referring back from the message, Rising of the Sun. Okay. Notice they were coward. They had the mechanics, see? But they were all getting back there saying, I'm afraid of them. I'm afraid to go out and make a claim.
Tengo miedo salir
those big bishops and things out there, I'm afraid. Them priests, I'm afraid to make that claim. Afraid to say I believe. I just can't do that.
Tan solo no puedo yo hacer eso.
Then the dynamics came.
Y cuando las dinámicas
what
vino,
did it do? Do
¿qué hizo?
Not only filled their spirit,
no, tan solo llenó sus espíritus,
quickened them to their mechanics,
pero los
their bodies were quickened,
sus cuerpos
they were
fueron
no more cowards,
no
they went right out
nomás.
To face the people. There
ellos
you go.
Fueron y salieron a enfrentar a la gente.
Last thing, musicians,
la última cosa, músicos,
you can come.
Pueden venir.
Here's an example of Paul.
Aquí está el
identification.
Ejemplo de Pablo. Identificación.
What will it do?
¿Qué hará?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Paul.
Pablo.
On, what was it, the island of Malta, was it? When he got bit by the serpent.
Estaba en ese lugar cuando fue mordido por la serpiente.
Okay, and they threw down some wood and a great deadly beast, a serpent, bit him.
Y cuando él arrojó alguna leña, una gran bestia, una serpiente, lo
and
mordió.
The beast was so deadly.
Y la, esta bestia
they
era
all looked
tan
at him,
mortal.
He said, oh, he's an evil man, he's a prisoner, he's going to die.
Oh, esta es un prisionero, él va a morir.
Paul looked and seen it.
Ellos okay. lo miraron.
Listen.
Escuché.
There was no speck of fear.
No había ni un poquito de temor.
They'd taken up serpents and it will not harm them.
Ellos tomaban serpientes que no los
he looked at that deadly bite.
Él miró hacia esa mordida.
No fear.
Mortal.
Okay. If you fear,
si usted teme,
Satan steps in.
Satanás entra.
Okay. Satan's fear, but perfect love casts out all fear.
Satanás entró con su temor, pero
what
amor,
did Paul say?
Verdadero amor echa fuera el temor.
What did Paul say?
¿Qué dijo Pablo?
I'm God's man.
Soy el hombre de Dios.
There you go.
Ahí está.
He knew who he was.
Él sabía quién él era.
I'm God's man.
El hombre de Dios.
There hangs the serpent.
Ahí cuelga la serpiente.
Not one speck of fear.
Ni un poquito de miedo.
I'm in harmony with God.
En armonía con Dios.
All right. Do you love him?
Lo aman.
Ah, identity, it's the best thing you can do.
Identidad es la mejor cosa que usted pueda hacer.
Yeah.
Sí.
Here's Paul.
Aquí está Pablo.
He said, the very Holy Spirit that made the heavens and the earth.
El mismo Espíritu Santo, el cual le hizo los cielos y la tierra,
had that man so charged
tenía tan cargado a ese hombre
with his life and power,
con su vida y poder,
till death, that fang of that serpent wouldn't even
muerte,
go into his body.
Esos filosos colmillos de la serpiente que no, no aún.
Because the whole body was full of the Spirit.
Porque
listen
todo
to
su
this.
Cuerpo estaba lleno del Espíritu. Escuche usted esto.
His body was full of the Spirit.
Su cuerpo está lleno, estaba lleno del Espíritu.
The very same that it was filled with blood. Isn't that a beautiful statement?
Igual que estaba lleno de sangre.
He knew.
Absolute identification.
What is this day? What is the living revelation?
¿Cuál es la revelación viva?
This is all part of that seventh seal, brothers and sisters.
Parte del séptimo sello,
John
hermano,
14.
Hermano. Juan 14.
At that day,
y en aquel día,
you will know.
Ustedes sabrán.
I'm in the Father.
Que estoy yo en el Padre.
Father's in me.
El Padre está en mí.
I'm in you.
Y yo en ustedes.
You're in me.
Y ustedes we shall know. En mí. Sabremos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
One more thing, I was just reading this. I've always said,
una cosa
see,
más.
I'm in you, you're in me. Psalm 27:5.
Salmo 27, 5.
In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle.
En el tiempo de temor, él me esconderá en el secreto de su pabellón.
I've always marveled at that. What is the tabernacle he is hiding us in?
¿Cuál es el tabernáculo en el cual él nos está escondiendo?
This is from unveiling of God.
Esto es de la revelación de Dios.
God in his mercy rent the veil.
Dios en su misericordia.
He was brought into plain view.
Él fue traído a vista clara.
But they were so wrapped in their traditions.
Pero estaban tan enrollados en sus tradiciones.
He was still hid from them.
Él aún estaba escondido
same
de
now.
Ellos.
All that glory.
Toda esa gloria
is hidden in us,
está escondida en nosotros,
for us in Christ,
por nosotros en Cristo,
the Word,
la palabra,
who is our temple,
el cual
Christ,
es nuestro
the Word,
templo. Cristo,
manifested
la palabra.
Jesus Christ is our temple.
Jesucristo es nuestro templo.
So here we are, brothers
aquí nos
and sisters,
encontramos,
in this spiritual spot,
en un punto espiritual.
He in us,
él en nosotros,
we in him.
Nosotros en él.
We're his temple,
somos su templo.
He's ours.
Él es nuestro templo.
Isn't that nice?
¿No es eso bonito?
We're in him.
Estamos en él.
And he's in us.
Y él está en nosotros.
We're his temple.
Somos
he's ours.
Y él es,
I'm in you.
Él de nosotros.
You're in me.
Yo estoy en ti, tú estás
he gave
en
us our identity.
Él nos dio nuestra identidad.
And we are safe.
Estamos
you love him?
Salvos. ¿Lo aman?
Okay. There you go. Emma, can you bring it up? Okay, let's stand up. Need to stretch out and wake up a little bit. Hey, you guys did pretty good staying awake today. Oh, glorious victory that day. I'm a prisoner of love divine, and now I live to praise his name. Who I am, Lord, who I am, I can't see now. Brother Juan, would you close in prayer? Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, God, receive mercy, Father. You are just so good for us. Bringing us to that place where you can hide us, Father. Mm-hmm. What a safer place that is. I could not explain it before, Father. But I understand it now. No wonder I wanted to always have a way inside of me. All what I knew is that I wanted to protect her. But that was coming from you. Wanted to protect us. To always have us safe. What a father you are. We love you. We praise you. And please, Father, be with each and everyone here. Let me know, like that people that was walking towards Emmaus, Father. All that burden in their hearts. Because their eyes were open and they knew it was you in them. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
What a wonderful experience, Father, to know and walking with confidence. Because you are walking, leading, and we are following. Blessed be your name, Father. Thank you for everything. And we cannot thank you enough, Father. And we are so grateful to you. There is nobody else like you. We love you. And we glorify your name. And we thank you in that name, that precious name, that is above all names, Father.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Would you greet one another? Joe from Illinois, God bless you. Nice to have you all here. Are you on a journey? God bless you on your travels. Thank you. God bless you all.